This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the program. In this one, I want to talk about my daily drivers while simultaneously addressing my critics. One of the last tech videos that I did as a review was of the Samsung Galaxy S7 tablet, and I committed the cardinal sin of comparing it to an iPad. That was unintentional, but I brought out my iPad to show what I was replacing my iPad with, which was the Samsung Galaxy S7 Tab, and I got a lot of criticism for it, and it happens to be one of my more ratioed videos that I've done. It's actually kind of funny, but I understood that a lot of people were new to my channel, so that was the first video they ever saw of me. So of course, being thrown accusations like you're an Apple fanboy, that was kind of the giveaway. So I will address that in this video just a little bit, but I want to just summarize what I have as my daily drivers and what I look forward to next year, and eventually address my critics. So I did a three-part series. Was it three parts? Yeah, three-part series of my daily drivers as they were before Techtober. So I did one on mobile devices with smartphones. I did one on wearables, and I did one on my, I guess you could say, mobile computing. That included tablets, Chromebooks, and computers. So of that, I replaced my iPad Pro with the Samsung Galaxy S7 Tab. And as I guess the follow-up to that review is, I'm glad I stuck with the tablet. It has been the best, not just Android experience on a tablet. It has been my favorite go-to tablet since, man, I guess ever. Look, I don't really do that many videos for my channel, but thanks to the tablet, I was able to produce a lot more video content for my channel and my Off the Record series, which is sometimes here on YouTube, mostly on my website, www.theandressagova.com, and I've never done that much before. I did almost all of my editing, filtering, touch-ups, and all that exclusively on the tablet and uploaded from there. That is something I couldn't do with my iPad. Not to say that it couldn't be possible, but it wasn't as efficient with the iPad. But the Tab just made me so much more productive with my video content, which is why I'm excited for the next year to be able to produce more. In fact, I'm shooting this video with that Tab S7. So I'm really happy with it. And this microphone is connected through USB C to the tablet. And any of the touch-ups and edits that I can do on the tablet, I do. And if I need to do most post-production process, like adding more stuff, like pictures, overlays, and all that stuff, then yeah, I do it on my computer. But mostly, if I don't have to do that, I can just shoot a video, do the touch-ups that I need to, and just upload it from the tablet. And that is so awesome, so much more efficient. I've been so happy with the tablet, and it's been my go-to. And I'm actually happy I stuck with the S7, not the S7 Plus, because I did want to trade for the S7 Plus. But there's some things about that tablet I still don't like that I prefer in this form factor of the S7. And I prefer the fingerprint scanner to be outside, not on the screen, because it's a hit or miss for me. But anyway, that's just me. So yeah, so just giving you a heads up, my mobile computing hasn't changed all that much. I replaced my tablet with that, and my computer, my laptop of choice still is the Surface Laptop 3. And I should mention that I'm still using a Chromebook, but just a few days ago, I replaced my Pixelbook with, I just had to complete the theme. I had to go for the Galaxy Chromebook, because not only does it look amazing, it was the screen. I needed a screen that I can use at night. Using night mode on an AMOLED or an OLED display is considerably better on my eyes than using night mode on the LCD. I use night mode on my tablet, at Tab S7, which is a fantastic display, by the way, but it just really bothers me when I'm working at night. So, same thing happened with my Chromebook, which I could put night mode on it, but it's an LCD display. So, transfer to an OLED panel, I knew it was going to be a lot more different. So when I did that, and I'm like, good, I can continue writing my book, because I'm writing a book, on my Chromebook with a lot more comfort on my eyes. That's still not good, because you're working late, and you're in front of a screen all day, and minimal lighting at that point. So it was a lot better with a sharper display, OLED panel, night mode for better blue light filter, in my opinion, that worked out better. So yeah, that's one of the big changes there. When it comes to mobile, I was considering replacing one of my phones, my daily driver, but it remains the Samsung Galaxy Note 10. This is undoubtedly my most favorite Android device, and that's a good thing too, because I've used a lot of Android devices between the Galaxy Note 7 and this one, and the Note 7 is my favorite Android in the past several years. They had the recall had to pry that phone from my hands, and they did, unfortunately. And this is the closest thing to that form factor in terms of size and design and all that since then. So I've thoroughly enjoyed this device and its form factor, its size and everything. And it might be the last of its kind. We don't know. But this is my daily driver. I do use two phones because I have two active lines. I run three different companies. So as my secondary device, I do alternate every now and then. But as of late, it has been the Surface Duo. I have enjoyed using this device. It gets me through a pinch every now and then. I don't use it as often as I would like, but it's definitely my work phone for the most part. I do use a Surface Pen with it, which is also very convenient when I'm using OneNote. And as you can tell, mine looks like aluminum because I put an aluminum skin on it, which is the second time I've ever used a skin, and it looks fantastic. So now it matches my Surface Book. So. Surface laptop. So yeah, I should mention that I don't know what is up with me and red. My first red phone, this is kind of like a blast to the past, is this one, the HTC One M8, my favorite Android of all time. I still have it. This thing's awesome. I still have a screen protector on this guy, just a tempered glass one. I protected it very, very well. My first red phone, it wasn't the last. It was HTC that first got me to go, whoa, look at the bold colors on that phone. Also because of their Windows phone. So I still have the HTC 8X Windows device, which is wireless charging, by the way. And that's thanks to HTC. And that is, no, it's tuned by Beats. So from all that time to now having this, it's pretty cool. I did consider upgrading to the Galaxy Note 20 because they had the red version, but then I'm not a fan of the Note 20 lineup. So maybe the Note 21 because Samsung said they're not getting rid of it. We'll see. But those are my daily drivers. I do use the Galaxy Watch LTE during my day-to-day when I used to sleep and workout tracking. I alternate between the Galaxy Watch Active 2 and my Gear Sport because I love my Gear Sport. That one's fantastic. But the Galaxy Watch 2 Active 2 is one that I also use for my evening workouts and mostly to sleep because I forget that it's there. So that's fun. So that's that in that sense. So as you can see, there are no Apple products here. So for anyone that was accusing me of being an Apple fanboy and all like this, no. If anything, I was an Apple Watch fan for about 2 years, because that watch streamlined everything that I was doing. And I had mentioned before, for those of you that are subscribed to my channel, I had mentioned before that in real estate, the industry is very biased towards iOS. Everything is tailored to them. There is this electronic key called eKey for us, for realtors to go to properties where the agents have a listing and they leave a big blue box outside that can only be opened through a Bluetooth transponder or through your smart device. Well, for the past 2 years, the only way to open it if you're using a wearable is an Apple Watch. To this day, we don't have anything for Wear OS or Android OS, whatever the heck it's called, Wear OS, right? Or a Samsung. And that kind of sucks. I'm like, come on, when are we going to graduate to know that it's not just iOS out there, but the real estate industry can be a bit antiquated. It does annoy me because look, there's a lot of people that really believe that Samsung is Android and that Android is Samsung. I used to do tech classes for my office. The first question I got from the audience, and I had split up the days what I was teaching. So like, sign up for Apple devices on this day or iPhones on that day. Sign up for Android devices on that day, Windows, BlackBerry, all that, because that was way back when. My first question I ever got was, what is a smartphone? Oh man, I really gotta go back to basics. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. There's some people that still don't know that their iPhone can do more than just text message, phone call, and take pictures. You'd be surprised. But anyway, Yeah, so I did use an iPad Pro for that time because a lot of programs that were exclusively available for iOS, and I needed to use them, and the Apple Pen made it a lot more efficient for me to use it because of a lot of annotation or annotating from the documents that we got to do, and also client signatures. So yeah, it's been a bit of a journey, but now we have the Galaxy Tab S7 lineup to save the day for those of us that are Android fans. So now I am a lot more streamlined in everything that I do. So that was my daily drivers, addressing my critics. So the last thing I want to talk about is what I look forward to the next year. There's really only one thing, because as you noticed, I held up the Note 10. This thing's already over a year old. And we're entering the last year of support, according to Samsung. Some say that's 3 years. I don't know. We'll find out when the 3 years pass by. So I have felt that smartphones have done so much better in the past 2 years to not have to upgrade so many times. That's why you're seeing a lot more efficient mid-rangers that are more expensive, too, also hold out a lot longer than typical. There are some devices, though, that out the gate, they're not going to last that long. I do not have high hopes for the future proofing, because or lack thereof, of the Surface Duo. But it's an experiment that I have enjoyed using when it comes to foldables. I think the implementation of glass versus whatever soft plastic or very soft glass on those other competitors would not service me too long. This one has held up some aggressive usage, so I'm actually very happy about that. And best part is being able to have a stylus input. But I haven't been excited for a smartphone in so long. Like I said, the Note 10 was the last time I wasn't even excited for the Note 10. I ended up getting the Note 10 Red, but I never actually felt the size of it. So when I got it, I'm like, oh, this is the Note 7. So I did a review on that. I'll leave a link in the video description down below for those of you that are curious on my take on it, because it was a nostalgia trip all the way back to the Note 7 days. That was my last great Android. But I haven't had the excitement of a device since the HTC days, which is unfortunate. Everything else is just pretty straightforward stuff. You know, it's like, how good can a camera get? I'm not a photographer. So you are, maybe you'll be excited about that. I'm actually one of those that really cares about audio, not just videography and photography. I care about audio, which is why I still have my HTC One M8, and also I have this Windows phone that every now and then I can use as a glorified Zune player. HTC built the Zune anyway. So I enjoy listening to music on those with my wired headphones, my Audio Technicas. So I have enjoyed that. So the only smartphone I'm curious about for 2021 is, because I've rooted for them all the time and they keep breaking my heart, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe one more time, particularly nowadays with contact tracing and a lot of this other privacy concerns. I want to see them exceed. You guys need to excel, yo. I still have my stuff here. This is the Z10 as an Oreo. This is the Z30 or Z30 for those of us here in the United States, right? Z30 and the workhorse with an OLED display. So is the Z10, but this is the Q10. I never been able to get my hands on the Classic, unfortunately. I never even seen it in person, but I still have these. And I also have my BlackBerry Playbook. It came in very handy during lockdown because I don't use any consoles for play, so the Nintendo Switch was sold out everywhere. I'm like, well, why don't I just use my mini HDMI connected to the TV and just, you know, play my video games from the Playbook on the TV? And that's how I entertain my kids and myself. So there you go. But anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. I'm curious to see what BlackBerry with the new partnerships and ventures are going to do. I'm not going to be running out the gate to get it because they got to earn my trust this time. But if and when I need to upgrade, and BlackBerry is an option, yes, I will look at it. It just better be flagship specs. I don't trust anything less with them at all. They've mid-ranged it all the way. No. You need to bring flagship specs. So I'll be keeping an eye out on that. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. This airs, I think, on Christmas Eve. So Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy holidays, whichever other holiday you're celebrating. And a Happy New Year to you. For the tech stuff, I'll see you on the next one. But until then, you can check out my other content that I'm still putting out for Off the Record, which is available without having to subscribe on my website until December 31st. So check that stuff out before it's gone. Soundtrack Corner, Critic Corner, Reading Corner, a lot of different corners. And of course, Off the Record, where I'm still producing videos for that before the end of the year, covering very important issues. But anyway, I don't want to get into all that. That's for Off the Record. So you could check that out. And until next year, here's a cup of cheer. And if you're not watching this, why aren't you? Anyway, check it out. See you in the next one. Coffee powered my year.